is a love letter from God, from His heart to your heart. He wrote it to let you know that He wants so much for you. So receive it and be encouraged. God loves you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is His song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And actually, that was another song that I wrote. I haven't quite introduced that to everybody yet, just to my family. It's called God's Desire, and it's actually a love letter from God. So it's written as if He was talking to us. I'll let you hear that at some point. But welcome to day 17. And as I said, I keep saying, I'm not going to mention what day it is or date, but I'm reading this the day after Easter, so I'm still heavy in the Easter joy, resurrection joy. But I would like to go ahead and get started. We're now into our second half, days 16 through 31 of Verses of Victory, which is a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So I know that we all want victory in our lives. We sometimes feel left out, or maybe that we're treated unfairly. But we know that with God, He loves us. And what looks like it may not be working out, He's already worked out in our favor. So day 17, we're in Romans chapter 8, verse 39. That's Romans 8, 39 in the NIV. It says, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, that's Romans 8, verse 39, NIV, New International Version. Nothing will separate us. Nothing. No thing. Not anything we do. Not anything we say. Not anything we think. Not any person we meet, not anything we are going to do, say, or think either. It's final. God loves us, and there is nothing that can separate us from Him. He has already decided to love us no matter what. And believe me, He knows all we've done and all we will do. So stop worrying about that secret sin, that sin for which you can't seem to forgive yourself. Know that He has already covered it and remembers it no more. Instead of worrying about being separated, cling to Him and to His mighty word. That's the end of the reading, but I do know that a lot of people worry that they can be separated from God, but God has you. You may have time where you temporarily even maybe go away from Him because maybe you're angry, but He still has you covered. And when you look back on a situation, you'll be amazed and you'll see that despite how you were acting, He still had your back. It may have seemed like He was silent or that He wasn't there, but He was still looking out for you. And so actually, I think it's kind of appropriate that I use that song today. I have been using another one that talked about victory. But when I came up to my music today, that was the one for some reason that was queued up. So I just decided to go with it. But it actually is perfect because that song is about a love letter from God. And what better way for God to show us He loves us than by having it written into the Bible that nothing can separate us. So we go to our three P's, personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize always says, what does this verse mean to you? So Romans 8:39, does it mean anything to you? And does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? Practice, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And last, we always proclaim with power the final prayer of the day. Dear Lord, I thank You so much that there is nothing that can separate me from Your love. Nothing, Lord, nothing, no thing. I am so grateful that you have that kind of mercy and grace in your heart for me. No one else could love me that way. I declare that you are faithful, more faithful than any friend. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for day 17. If you know anyone who's interested, just pass these along to them. I'll be reading them all month. Thank you and have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye now.